We just started the halachas of Tchumin. We are up to Simin Shin Sadik Zayin, and we'll be doing the first four Se'ifim. Sifalov kol odam yeshto alpayim ama l'chol ruach. Every person has 2,000 amas in all directions. Chutz midalar amosav, in addition to the dalar amas that we learned about in yesterday's Simin. Omei ha-mokim sheshavas bo, or from the place where he was kona shvisa, and we're going to learn all of those halachas. But again, based on what we learned yesterday, it's 2,000 amas outside the building, or even the city, if it's a city that is surrounded by walls. Now, everybody holds that alpayim amah, this din of 2,000 amas, is a derabbanan. There's a machlokas rishonim, if there is tchumin daraisa. The pasuk said al yetze ish mimkomo. Some say that what we learn out of that is the din of hotzah, the malach of carrying meshus l'shus. Others say that we learn from this the din of tchumin. If we learn the din of tchumin, then mekomo is the shear of machni yisrael, which was 12 mil. So that many rishonim learn that 12 mil is a tchum daraisa, 2,000 amas the drabanan, and others say that even the yudbeis. Even the Yud Beis Mil is a Durabon. Siv Beis, Kita Shalav Ayom Bebika. What happens if someone is in a big open place and Shabbos came on him, so he gets Dalar Amis plus another 2,000 Amah. Veni Odeya Tchum Shabbos, he doesn't know where the Tchum ends. Mahalach Alpayim Psiyas Beinonio Shem Tchum Shabbos. So he's allowed to measure 2,000 steps, and we assume each one is an Amah, half Amah for the feet and a half Amah for the step. The halach is you're allowed to do this on Shabbos because it's called Medidas Mitzvah, even though Medida is generally also Medirabbanan, Medidas Mitzvah is Mutter. The Bir Halacha says that a very tall person that knows that his step is more than an Amah will not be able to rely on it. He'll have to try to estimate what most people's step looks like. Sif Gimel. Kishem Shein Odom Rashoy Lahalach B'Shabbos of Yontiv El Alpayim Amah L'Chol Ruach. The same way that the person himself can only walk 2,000 amas, kach kelov ubehemto eni yochol shum odom lo licham chutz l'payim amas shel baleim. The halacha is that you are not allowed to allow anyone to take your belongings or your animals outside of your tchum Shabbos. So this is talking about even on yontiv when you're allowed to carry, but you cannot go outside the tchum. V'im irvu baleim l'ruach achas. What happens if a person made an erev tchumin, which will allow him to walk up to 2,000 amas away from the city in one direction, ein shum adam yochal olicham l'ruach acheres, so no one's allowed to take them in the other direction. Afilu psia achas b'malkam shein abal michol m'lelech. Even one pace, one step more than where the bailim cannot go, you're not allowed to take them. Hagah, the ayin sol simin shinhei emuter limser b'heim aleni yudim malkam shei shlocha shiyotzeinim b'chutz atchum. The shayla, if you're allowed to give it to a non-Jew, if you're afraid that he may be taking it outside the tchum, and l'maisa there, the Mishnah Berurah said that the minig was lahatir. This case would be nogea Shabbos also, and that is if you were wearing, if someone wants to wear your clothing, they put on your clothing, they can't leave your tchum. Siv dalet, hamoser behemto livno hareyu karagle ha'av. Even though we will later learn that if you give your animal to a shepherd, it is in his rishus. When you give it to your son, it's obvious you don't want him to keep it. And the halachi is that he does not become the bailim, that he must keep it within the tchum of the father. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that many argue with this, and they give it the halachis of a shepherd, in which case we would go by the son and not the father.